are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Monday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by May Adam, the Peer VA Clinic, and VistaCare. And joining us this morning from the Peer Players Community Theater, we've got Megan and AJ. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Nice to have you here. And that means there is a new production ready to kick off its opening weekend. This one is called Making God Laugh. Tell us a little bit first off about this play. And is it something that's going to make us laugh, cry, a little bit of both?
Yeah, it's going to do a little bit of both. It is a dramatic comedy, and it follows a family of five, Ruthie and Bill and their three grown children as they come home for various holidays. We start at Thanksgiving and then Christmas and then New Year's and then what we think is Easter at the end. And it's 10 years in between each one, so it kind of follows the family as they go through different stages of life.
Oh, very nice. So, and this is a smaller cast from what I hear.
Yeah, it's just a cast of five. So there's the two parents and then their three kids. And so just the five of us, yeah.
All right. Well, AJ, you've done a few of these before, but tell us a little bit about your character in this production.
Well, this is actually the first time I'm not acting on stage. I'm actually stagehand being backstage, and it's been a very interesting experience. I've never experienced really anything like this, being a character on stage and being backstage is definitely interesting, but it's fun nonetheless.
I'm sure. Do you find it busier being on that side of things than being out on the stage?
Sometimes it can be. During scene changes, we do stay pretty busy.
So how have things been coming along? Is it a really elaborate set? Is there a lot that you had to put together? Or is it pretty much, you know, kind of stays the same, just maybe a few changes?
The set itself pretty much stays the exact same. There's a few decorations that change with the holidays, but other than that, it's pretty much consistent throughout.
So that makes it, you know, somewhat easier. You're not doing a ton of big changes, but getting those little changes in here and there, I'm sure that's a fun thing to do, right?
It's definitely a very interesting thing to do.
Yes, I would imagine so. And Megan, tell us about, are you on stage?
Yep, I'm on stage. Yep.
What is your character's name? And tell us a little bit about her.
Okay, so I play Maddie, and she is the middle child and the only girl of the three kids. And so she starts in about her mid-20s or so, and so we kind of see her, you know, still kind of maturing. She's kind of a wild child throughout all of it. And so she starts out in her mid-20s and then progresses. And she kind of still always keeps that edge, but she definitely matures as she goes throughout. So she's been a lot of fun to play. She's very sarcastic, which is also me as a person. So that part was easy to portray. But she's a lot of fun, though, too. And she has a lot of serious parts and funny parts. And so that's been fun to put all that together.
Very nice. Yeah. I know. Yeah, I've talked to a few people. This has been a fun one to get together. And it's going to, I think, really going to be another great production. There's a little bit of a preview coming up on Wednesday.
Yep. Yeah, so preview night is this Wednesday. Doors open at 7, and we start at 7:30. And the preview night is just kind of our final dress rehearsal that we kind of just our first way of having an audience. And you can kind of get a sneak peek then for a cheaper ticket price, which is always nice. So that's on Wednesday, and then we open up on Friday. So
yeah, the Friday and Saturdays are 7:30 curtain times.
Yep.
Is there a matinee time on Sunday?
Yes, matinee is at 2 on Sunday then.
All right. So opening weekend's always fun. If folks can't make it, though, there is next week that they can catch the production as well.
Yes, next week. So that is March 3rd through 5th, and that's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights at 7:30.
Fantastic. Yeah. And it's the Grand Opera House. We invite folks to come on out. It's going to be a lot of fun. It sounds like it's been good both on stage and behind the scenes. And
yes.
You're raring and ready to go.
As ready as we're going to be, yeah. No, we're excited to open, and it should be a good show.
So. Excellent. So if folks want to get tickets, they can call or stop by the box office, and yep. I'm sure show night you can go and get your tickets
yes.
as well.
Yep, tickets are at the door as well. Yep.
Excellent. Well, yeah. Thank you both for stopping
yeah.
by.
Thank you.
Have a great opening weekend. Wish you the best of luck.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
You bet. There's AJ and Megan joining us this morning from Making God Laugh, the newest production from the Peer Players kicking off this weekend. That is your Monday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by May Adam, the Peer VA Clinic, and VistaCare.